Blog Talk Radio.
Waiting on that that co-host of mine, and he's finally ringing in. What's going on, JG the Three?
What's up, man? Hey, what's up, man? How you doing, Big C? Hey,
I just want to give a shout out to my niece,
Stefani Jackson. It's her birthday today. She turned 2, and it's a beautiful day today. I just wanted to say that real quick. Go ahead, brother. Let's get it going.
Well, it is a good day. Happy birthday to your niece. How old is she?
She turned 2.
Oh, man, she's a little younger. She's
her birthday right now.
Okay, okay. Did you get her a gift?
Yeah. I got her a little swimsuit and a little robe to go with it with some glass, some shades, and some flip-flops, the whole little outfit, man. It's going to be cool, man. I don't know if her daddy going to like it. You know what I'm saying? He kind of on that street rap about, you know, little girls wearing clothes and shit, but she's a baby. So it shouldn't be a problem. She can be playing in the pool or in the bathtub. It shouldn't be a problem.
Right. Okay, okay. So we got the announcement that the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight is supposed to be official now.
It's a hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm still hesitant, right? Because I'm still thinking
It's too late now.
The fight is signed, but, you know, I'm still looking for, like, an injury or some bullshit.
The only thing I could think that could pop off would be that Floyd Mayweather loses his fight because he got 2 more fights left on his Showtime deal. He's not with HBO. He was Showtime, right? Or is it Pacquiao?
Yeah, he's with Showtime.
He's with Showtime. So he's got 2 more fights left. So what I'm thinking, if anything pops off stupid out the ordinary, is that he take a fall in this fight and it ends his career rematching Pacquiao Part 2. Yeah, that'd be his career. That's what if it's on the business aspect of it with the money, that's the only thing I think can happen. That might happen. But as far as them missing the fight or something pop up where they don't fight, they're fighting. May 2nd, I will be in Vegas. I'm not going to the fight. They charge tickets with like $5,000 to $6,000, and they already sold out in 15 minutes when they first let everybody, the announcements, they let everybody know that the fight was going down.
Well,
so that's what my plan is.
That's what I've heard millions of people say they're going to Vegas. Why would you go to Vegas if you're not going to the fight? And I'm not
questioning. It's the same thing, just like,
this
it's just like when you go. I went to the All-Star game. First only All-Star game I ever went to was the one in Vegas. And I didn't go. I wasn't in the arena. I didn't get to watch them do the 3-point contest, the dunk contest, the game itself. No, we were just there. Just being in the atmosphere, just being around everything, that's more than enough. Now, if you're Big Willie in it and you got champagne taste with champagne money, then yeah, you can go up in the arena, watch all the festivities and everything. But just being there alone is a bucket list thing. That was one of the greatest things and craziest, funnest things I ever experienced. And that was going to the NBA All-Star game, but we didn't go to the game. We had a timeshare. We was out there at the parties. We was doing all that. And then we went to the timeshare, the little condo, and we watched the All-Star game and the dunk contest and all that in the house, you know, barbecuing, drinking, and doing whatever. It was amazing. It was awesome. And I know this fight going to be just as big, if not bigger. So who wouldn't want to be there? My wife got to work. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to – she said the only way she could do it is if she works Friday, we drive that night and go to Vegas and stay up all night, be there for Saturday for the fight, and then watch the fight and then leave and come back home that same night. So pretty much we're not going to be asleep for like 30 to 40 hours.
You're a very good man, because I couldn't imagine taking a girl with me to Vegas. I don't, you know, wife or not, but you a good guy, because I don't think I could do that. I remember the last time I went, my boy, he was married, and another dude was with his girl for a long time. I think they were about to get engaged, and we had this waitress, man. I mean, oh my God. And you, if you recall, them waitresses don't just, they dress better than Hooters. They got like short cocktail skirts on, and she had like double D's with the bra, the dress stopped right over the areola, and you know she couldn't really bend over because the dress was too tight, and she was thick. So I was like, you know, that's messed up, because you can see my two boys. They was trying to act like they couldn't even look her direction.
Big city, man. Yeah, like all the waitresses are looking like that. I've been to Hooters. I went to the casino Hooters in Vegas. That shit is whack. Because them chicks, they weren't hot, and they were wearing them orange shorts, and they weren't even wrapped around them. They were walking around like they had a diaper with some crap in their drawers. Like, it just wasn't. Hooters is a fugazi, man. You better off going to the little casinos and just, you know, watching the little waitresses come after you need a drink or you need a cigarette or something. You know, you rather look at them than look at Hooters. Hooters. I just had a bad fuck Hooters.
Well, here's a question, and I want you to keep it real. First of all, does your wife listen to the show?
Yes, she do.
Okay, well then, never mind. But
no, it's fine. Hey, come on, shoot it.
Okay.
We keep it real on here, so let's do that. Keep it real.
Okay, we'll see. We'll test you out. We'll see how real you keep it. So let's say you had the Bunny Ranch was affordable. Would you go?
Now, let me ask you this question first. I want to make sure
you
got
to
be real specific. You have to be specific when you're asking me this question. Now, am I going? And are you talking about with me and my wife going to Vegas together, and then I just got the money and I just decided to go over there, or am I going to Vegas with my boys, or am I going to Vegas by myself? What are you asking?
You are going to Vegas with or without the girl, but she's sleep, right? She's like, oh, I'm tired, I'm asleep for a few hours. And you got either the time to meet up with your boy Randall or anybody else, or I'm out there, and you like, hey, look, we got about 4 hours, let's head over to the Bunny Ranch. Your girl in town or not? But she's not going with you to the Bunny Ranch.
And I got 4 hours of free time?
Yeah, because I know you ain't going to tell her.
And I'm not a party pooper. If y'all want to go to Bunny Ranch and I got paper to do it, we out. Yeah, we out.
Well, you married. I mean, you said keep it real.
I just told you I'm married.
Huh?
I just told you I'm married. What are you talking about?
What do?
What happened?
Nothing. I just said I didn't know you were still doing. That's what I was asking.
Yeah, I still go. Huh? I was like, I said, just asked me, and I answered. I wouldn't be no party pooper if I had 4 hours to be away from her. And I was like, let's go over there. We going. Yeah, we going.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because they used to have a show, I think it was on HBO, and every once in a while, they'd be having some cool ones in there. Like, when they show the dudes going there, they always pick, like, the skinny ones, but I noticed the white dudes like to get some black ones. Yeah, have you noticed that? Have you ever peeked that? Like, these white dudes,
I'm pretty sure you're spot on, because, you know, those type of white guys, you know, let's be real about money. You know what they're married to. They're married to the little Barbie doll play bunny, snow bunnies, you know. That's probably what they're married to. So they're going to want a different type of flavor when they're going over there to the Bunny Ranch. Last thing I checked on the Bunny Ranch, I seen is this documentary called American Pimp, and that's how I learned about the Bunny Ranch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Legal brothel house.
Yeah. Do you think those should be legal by now?
Should it be illegal?
No, should brothels be legal, and what are the pros and cons if they were legal?
I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with them being legal. I mean, what's the problem? You're going to put your pants with sex. Like, I don't see what's the big deal. You get to smoke cigarettes and kill yourself. You get to go cliff base jumping, cliff diving, mountain climbing, bungee jumping, skydiving, scuba diving, deep sea diving with sharks and stuff of that nature, where you're putting your life at risk. You know? So I don't see what's the problem. What's the big idea? Now, yeah, people with marriages and families and you know, that's a personal thing you have to deal with if you choose to do that. But I don't see what's the problem in, you know, if you got some money and you just want to get one out and you don't want to pull it off, then you can go do that. I don't see what's the problem in it. You know, if everything is safe, the chicks is clean, you know what I'm saying, you use the protection, you can't, you know what I'm saying, I don't see the problem. I don't see the problem. Go ahead, my bad.
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. Say what you were saying.
I mean, it's better than doing that than, you know, pull a Warren Sapp or what's that basketball guy that just got busted too? That played for the Fresno State. I can't remember his name right now. He's an analyst now. He just got busted not too long ago.
Oh, was it Jay? I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
He was on ESPN. He was doing March Madness. I just can't. His name is on the tip of my tongue right now, and I just can't say it. But he got busted too.
Greg Anthony. Greg
Anthony. And they weren't even at the Bunny Ranch. They were at no top of the line, you know, exclusive brothel. No, they was getting at Daywalkers. They was getting at the Crystal Head and the Aeron Knox on the corners, walking around in sting operations. You know, that's when you got a problem. Now, if you got, like the Bunny Ranch is legal. So, if you're going to do something like that, at least do it the right way. And them cats, they got money, too. So I really lost a lot of respect for those guys because they were just being lazy and stupid.
Right. Well, you know, now, if you don't know, but maybe most people know by now, that there's a lot of people forced into prostitution. If it was legal, do you think there would be more forced prostitutes or less?
I think it would just, the states, it would just be a money thing. I don't think it would stop anything because people are still, you know, weed's legal in California, weed's legal in Washington, weed is legal in Colorado. But I'm pretty sure there's still individuals that are still selling weed illegally. I know they are, like, because it's a money thing. And the only reason why the states are making it legal is because they can tax it and make more money. Because that's the number one thing anyway, is money. So if there's legal brothels, legal prostitute houses, whatever, everywhere, there still would be pimps out there with they bras still getting that money. I don't think that would drop, you know, the rate in illegal prostitution. I don't think that would drop. I think it would still be going on the same way. I think it wouldn't change nothing. The only thing is that the states will be making more money. That's why all these states right now are trying to vote. When the vote should be coming up pretty soon, and they're going to be voting to legalize marijuana in a whole lot of other states that you wouldn't even suspect it to. Like Utah, they're talking about, read an article not too long ago. New York, I think New York has signed some for medical marijuana. And Georgia and Iowa are some next states that's in line. Because it's just the money. It's the money. It's not nothing else. So, like, back to your point with the prostitution, that's, I don't think nothing would change. I think people would still be out there selling butt, selling sex.
Well, let's look at, besides legalizing it, is that what would be, well, you told me the pros, tell me your cons. Because, you know, in class, you always have to have, to be a good debater, you got to have, you got to know the pros and cons of each argument. So what are the cons of legalizing it?
It would have to be the females that are in the business. Their psyche, because you can't do it forever. And what will they do after? Like, if they wanted to start a family or, you know, go straight and get another job, like, what will they be able to do? And that's the thing that is a cause to me. Like, what will they do? Like, and plus, like, what, how will they be accepted? How will they be looked upon? You know what I'm saying? Because if they're being a prostitute, just because it was legal or illegal, whatnot, everybody would know about them. So, you know, if they're going to functions or I don't know, taking their kid to school, you know, there's the kids at school, the parents know. So that kid will get destroyed going to school every day. And it's just how would she handle that? You know, how would she? I was going to take care of that, you know. How would she be able to deal with that? And that's the thing I'll think about, just their psyche, their brain makeup, and, you know, because some chicks, when they're in that life, they really get messed up, man. You know, they get on drugs or you know, their insecurities, and they just can't function without that pimp, without that man in charge, you know what I'm saying? What they gonna do when it's over, when he can't use you no more? When no tricks won't you? What are you gonna do then? And I think that's the times for me. Like,
so
the after.
If you did that, would it be better just to have brothels? So at least there's a safe, you know, location, it's business-like sort of, and, you know, they feel like they're actually doing a job, whether, because, you know, I figure sex seems to be only wrong because of moral values, and moral values usually came from religious people. But if you take, if you take that quote, you know, your body is a temple, out of it, to me, sex is just, or love, whatever you want to call it, it's not that bad if you're safe about it. Because, you know, the only thing most people worry about, such as myself, is STDs, right? HIV. But other than that, you know, if a girl wanted to use me for sex, I didn't have a problem with it. The only people that have problems with me using a girl or a girl using me is the religion part. So I don't see too much of a problem with legalizing if they can keep it safe physically and, you know, mentally, which I think a brothel would make it better than a prostitute, you know, than walking down the street trying to sell it, if that makes sense.
And that's what I feel too, because it's all safe, and it's all the aspects of the safety. where they're in a good environment. You know what I'm saying? They're inside of a house or a apartment or a condo or whatever they're in. It's in a protected space. They're gonna have security. They're gonna have, you know, guys to make sure that ain't no idiots in there beating them up or trying to cut them and hit them with a gun to their head or some crazy. It's like that because, you know, there's a whole lot of weird people in this world. You know what I'm saying? So that's the part I'm thinking about, the safe part like that. And plus, you know, the using protection, condoms and all that, you know, to be against the STDs and the KIDs, because that would be a problem too. If you're just going to, you know, you're just going to get one off and she gets lumped up or something, you know, that ain't what you came to pay for. You know what I'm saying? So that would be a problem, too.
Here's a problem that people have talked about and you might have to face. What if your daughter ended up in that career?
I'm going to have
or
a problem.
Son, or son.
I'm going to have a problem.
Why?
Because
you was just okay with it 2 minutes ago.
I'm going to look myself in the mirror and be like, what did I do wrong?
Hold on. You just, 10 minutes ago, you was like, yeah, I don't see no problem with it. Now it's a problem?
But no. Exactly, yeah. I don't see no problem with no woman going to working no brothel. Hell no.
Then why would you question yourself?
You're talking about my daughters.
She ain't no different than the next woman besides y'all blood related.
That's coming from an individual that doesn't have children.
No, if I had children, I would tell you the same thing.
You can't do that. You can't do that because, you haven't experienced that yet. But if you do, then we can have this conversation again.
And
we can ask another that question. You can't do that.
I'm giving you the devil's advocate. So even if I had a child, I would ask you the same question. Just 10 minutes ago, you said it was okay. Now you're like, well, I would have to question myself. And I said the only difference between her and another woman is that this one is blood. This is family now. But if you take that part out, you just said, oh, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with a brothel. So what's wrong with it now that your daughter's in it?
I just answered it. I just told you. If it's my daughter's, there's a problem. It's a problem with me or their mother does. You know what I'm saying? For her to choose to go through that lifestyle.
Maybe she likes sex. And look, I was talking to this lady the other day.
Hold on. First off, they ain't illegal. So we are talking if it's illegal. See? You still got that infant in there. Just like with the army and the military and all that, too. Well, people go out there getting their asshole blown off. You know what I'm saying? It's a choice. You can go choose to do that or not.
I was talking to a lady yesterday, and we was talking about sex, prostitution, and porn and all that, and she agreed, and she said the same thing, basically. It's like, if you're going to go out and have sex as much as you want, you might as well get paid for it. So if your daughter is around town, and I'm only using your daughter because your answers start changing all of a sudden, so now when we talk about certain shit, I know I got to make it personal to get your real opinion versus your...
All right, hold up. Pump your brakes, Jack. Listen, hold on. Pump your brakes.
Let me
reiterate this shit and explain to you basically for you so you can keep trying to shoot these little jabs you're trying to do. If my daughters, if they're grown, because I got two, I don't got one, they're grown, you know what I'm saying? They're not living under me. And they're doing their own independent thing. If that's what they choose to do, I don't need to know about it. Okay? Does that answer your question or not?
No, because, you know, if you're in town, you might hear about it. You know what I mean? So, it ain't...
It's just like what we said, the pros and the cons of this shit. Yeah, if you can get money... you know, having sex, then why do it like that? Then you just have casual sex, just letting everybody smash, or you just choosing to smash each one and do no strings attached. You might as well make some money out of it, right? Well, yeah, there's pros and cons to that too. We get that money. You know what I'm saying? It's some cons that go with that too. So, if that's the case, that's something that individual gonna have to deal with. Just like I said, if they out of the business or they still in the business, yes, people are talking and people know. All these internet, social media, it's just going right now. By the time my daughter is 21, 18, 21, whatever, they gonna have higher technology. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a whole lot worse than it is right now.
You know what? I don't think it will once it becomes legal. If it became legal, excuse me. You know what I mean? Because most likely, your daughter or son, whatever, it'd be at an age, you're hoping, in the 20s where, and you know, in high school, it was goofy, it was funny to make fun of someone, you know, getting all their draws and shit. But, you know, as we got older, what did we realize? It's a part of adulthood. Everybody wants it. It's not that serious anymore, you know. And now, you actually, men start looking bad if you messing with a girl that everybody else messing with. You know, it used to be funny, but it's not really that funny. So, if you go into a brothel taking pictures of somebody, they're going to be like, well, you ain't no better because you the one actually need to pay for sex.
Yeah.
You know?
You got a point.
But,
Go both ways, yeah. You go both ways.
I'm thinking, yeah, like, I just think, is she going to want anybody, if they're going to want to have sex, make it safe and get paid for it? That's why I don't knock strippers. I know a lot of people knock them. As far as stripping, I don't have no problem. But if you're doing extra stuff.
Let me tell you about strippers. They're in the same boat, bruh. See, when you go to a strip club, okay, they got the strippers. They be dancing, whoop, whoop. They got champagne girls that walk around. They do your drinks and all that. Then they got chicks that walk around, have dancers and all that.
Some of those champagne girls look better than the strippers.
Of course they do. Yes, they do. But they ain't got miles on them like your stripper girls do, because they're doing all the ish. Now, when I mean all the ish, I mean the back room in the strip club too. You know what I'm saying? When you gotta drop like $50, $100 to get back there. And when you get back there, there's no host bar. There's everything go. That's pretty much a brothel in itself. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much is. But, you know, they don't really talk about it like that. It's always a titty bar. It's a place to watch girls dancing and nude, and you have a few drinks and look at girls and tip. Yeah, that's just a little tip of the iceberg. That ain't the whole party, bruh. There's a whole other party back there when you go in that back room.
Right.
But, man, hey, I was on Facebook earlier this morning, and I see NFL, they're talking about this combine, NFL combine. I guess it's going on right now. What do you think about the combine?
You know, I don't really use it as a way to say an athlete is better than the next. I know it's used to say, okay, like for instance, Kevin White had one of the fastest times today, faster than Amari Cooper, and now people are saying, well, shoot, he might go up a stock. But to me, if that's the only difference, or maybe he benches, you know, something, you know, extra 20 pounds, I've seen what Amari Cooper can do, and I've seen both of them, but I still would pick Amari as my number one receiver. Now, Kevin White, he has an extra, 2 inches? So, you know, that gives you a little bit height, but I don't think the combine, to me, makes that much of a significant difference if the players are so close and, you know, and, like, if there's 5 receivers all ranked within each other, the combine doesn't make a difference to me.
Okay, well, I was looking at this, this people talking about the combine, and they had a picture of my team manager, Reggie McKenzie, and he was asleep at the combine.
Uh-huh.
They have a picture of him with his eyes closed. Some people say it's his twin brother. Others are saying the NFL was filming McKenzie. Okay, this is what I think about, and I laugh because I see a lot of people commenting like, do your job. You should get fired. You're not supposed to be sleeping on the job. And I plain and simply just said this. The NFL Combine is as gimmicky as the fashion show for the NBA All-Star Game. It's a gimmick. It doesn't prove anything. Just like you said, who was his name? Kevin White, what's his name?
Yeah.
Another receiver?
Kevin
White?
Amari Cooper.
Okay. Amari Cooper, that dude from Bama. Everybody saw him. Game film is what puts you in the draft, okay?
Right.
Game film and your character, whereas they interview you and they want to see if you're going to lie or not. They ask questions to see how genuine you are. Like, are you really are a good person? You know, they take a $100 bill, they'll put it in the back of a playbook, and they'll give you a playbook just to see if you read through the playbook, you know? Because then you know if a player's lying, because when he opens that playbook and if he goes through the whole one, like he's going to tell, yeah, I do this, I do that, yeah. The only way you're going to know is if that $100 bill is still in that book. If that playbook doesn't have that $100 bill, that means he looked through the playbook. But if
right.
It's there, that means he probably looked at 3 or 4 pages and didn't bother. And then when he's getting interviewed, he's going to say yes to everything. See, that's what these scouts and these team managers are doing. That's all that matters, the character issue, because they about to come across a whole different tax bracket they ain't never experienced in their life.
Right.
And so that's, they're trying to protect their investment. So jumping hella high doesn't matter. Last time I checked, running a 40-yard dash didn't determine how fast you were. Jerry Rice, he ran a 4.7. That's a disgusting 40 time, but he's the greatest wide receiver that ever played the game.
Well, you know what though? You know what?
It's ridiculous.
They put, if I heard right, Adidas is giving like 6 of the fastest times a car. Didn't I hear that right?
I'm gonna have to look into that. I can agree with you. Yes. I know some incentives or something, but because they're pretty much, they already made themselves draft eligible, so they're practically professionals now. So it wouldn't be a problem if they can get a gift or something, because it's double A, can't do anything.
Wait. So looking at it, the NFL will not let Adidas give away the horse at the combine. I didn't figure out why, but I did just get a message saying NFL told Adidas they can't give away these horses at the combine.
Oh well, that's news to me too. That's news to me too. But it kind of cracked me up how a lot of comments was talking about Reggie McKenzie and Keith sleeping at the combine. And
people tired.
He's tired. You know why? Because he just went up 24 hours the night before interviewing all these athletes that's supposed to be draft eligible. So I don't blame him for taking naps. He probably took a nap the last combine.
Right.
What did he do during the draft? Derek Carr, Jelly Roll, Khalil Mack. I think Reggie knows what he's doing. So if he wants to top a few Z's because they're running 40-yard times, and they're running around catching balls, I think he's obligated and justified to do that. I don't think
it's
a problem at all. Because to me, the combine's a joke. Because Hayward Bay, yeah, he ran a 4.25, but let's all get one thing understood. He is a straight bus.
You said he's a straight bus.
Jamarcus Russell. Has the strongest arm in college football. he can throw 70 yards on one knee. He can sit on his ass and throw 50 yards. From the back of the end zone to the 50-yard line, he can throw off his ass. What did it do in the NFL? Bust.
He had issues. He wasn't mentally ready to be a pro athlete. And I don't mean like serious, like, you know, anything that you get diagnosed with. He just wasn't ready to be in that kind of life, like, put in the work to be a great athlete is what I mean.
Exactly. Hey.
But was he that good in the first place? Was he that good in the first place?
He played at LSU. I didn't really. I'm a Georgia fan, so I really care less about LSU. See, and they played in a bowl game. They played against Notre Dame in a bowl game. I think the Holiday Bowl, or that's not even a good bowl. Like, I think they played in the Holiday Bowl or something. And they won. They beat Notre Dame, but I didn't feel like he was something spectacular, you know, just off the fact that he just had a can that he could throw hard.
Right.
But that was basically it. Like, that I didn't understand any of that. Just like I can't remember which player that was. It was back in the. But they had, like, top 10 busts of all time on NFL Network, and I seen it one time. And there was one guy, I can't remember what school he went to. I think it was Michigan State or something like that. He blocked for Peyton Manning at the end of his career. But he got drafted to Green Bay. And he was like the combine phenom. He bench pressed, like, 225, like, 48 times. He ran a 4.10 or 5 flat in the 40. He's a tackle. He's a guard. He was an all-pro. He's an all-American guard. Big ass, big dude. They were nicknaming him the Hulk and everything. But when he got to the league, he was a bust. He did nothing. You know, what's his name? Did too. What's that guy there that got drafted to the Chargers that everybody was hooping and hollering about. No, damn. Leaf. Ryan Leaf.
Oh, Ryan, yeah. Leaf.
You know, hey, man, he dropped in that draft. It was Ryan Leaf.
but we're talking about the combine.
He was a workout freak, dude.
Well, what did he do at the combine? What did he do at the combine?
He was like in the top three in the combine. You know what I'm saying? He was like the top three quarterbacks, like the hottest. He was like the hottest one in his combine. What happened when he went to San Diego? Bust. You know what I'm saying? Bust.
Well, you know what? It happened, unfortunately.
Man, like a 5'2" or something, 5'1", 5'2", 40. And they show it on the NFL Network all the time how he was running. Just looked like he just learned how to run in the NFL. Like, he just learned how to take off running. Like, it looked disgusting when he ran his 40. I don't know. It looked like Manute Bol running a fast break. Like, it was disgusting. It was something to laugh at. But look at him now. He's supposed to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. But his combine was disgusting. It was disgusting.
You don't think Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback? I see you tried to question
him.
No, I don't.
Oh. And I got points with it, too. There's no bias in what I'm saying right now, because I know what you're going to say.
No, I do not think
Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback ever. No, I don't.
So we got another hater on the line.
No, because that's like saying Lance Armstrong is the greatest cyclist that ever touched the earth. That's like saying that too. You know, I can't say that.
Well, you know, the tough part about Lance Armstrong is apparently he wasn't the only one, you know, using substance while he was riding. A lot of those other, he just was the best one at it, I guess you could call it.
Well, I wasn't using Lance Armstrong because of the juice. I compare him and Tom Brady because of something else.
Of what?
They're both liars.
A lot of these athletes lie. A-Rod, A-Rod lied and apologized every time. Barry Bonds is a liar.
They both lie to get where they are. They both lie to achieve their titles. The only difference with Lance Armstrong and Tom Brady is that Lance Armstrong got his title stripped. They're stripped. They stripped him. Tom Brady still has his. See?
That's
the problem that I have with Tom Brady. He still has his championships. See?
He still has
his Lombardi trophy.
If you don't confess to cheating, are you lying?
You're lying. Hell yeah, you're
okay,
lying.
So that takes away Jerry Rice, right?
Jerry Rice admitted it.
But he didn't admit it while he was playing. Like I said, my problem with Jerry Rice was he was talking all kind of shit about the Patriots and Brady. And then a week later, like, okay, yeah, I'll use stick him. No, to me, that's worse. Like, I lost some respect for him for that. Like, it'd be one thing if he didn't say nothing, but you can't come out clowning like that and then say, oh, well, yeah, I did some shit too.
But look at this, though. For Tom Brady to honestly get on in front of that press conference and just 100% deny that he didn't know those footballs were tampered with, he's lying.
Hey, well, so
he's
what?
Lying.
Like I just asked you a couple minutes ago, if you don't say nothing and you cheating, you still lying. You even agree. So, Jerry Rice.
I got this. This is one tale. This one wise man told me. You die with the lie.
Well,
so,
you still cheat, though, and you still a liar. So,
how you going to know? How you going to know?
He just admitted it.
Tom Brady had no choice. You know, Tom Brady, he's still lying. You know what I'm saying? But all this evidence is popping up. And now they're saying,
Jerry Rice get off is what you're saying.
Jerry Rice put himself there. He put himself there. Joe Montana was talking about it, too. Joe Montana was like, well, and for Tom Brady to say he didn't know those balls were tampered with, he's straight up lying because he's a quarterback. He touches them balls more than anybody. So, yeah, it's a reason why they are the way they were. But because the quarterback likes the balls the way they are. So that's why when you go to football games and a ref comes, he goes, you got your ball? And the quarterback like, yeah, this is my ball right here. And then the other quarterback, they'll have his ball. Like, this is my ball. That's the quarterback has 100% to do with all of that. So whatever he's telling the ball boys or whatever, like, hey, I like this much air in the ball. I like the ball feeling like this. I like the ball just beat up. Some cats, they won't play a game unless the ball's brand new, out the box. It's depending on the player, what they like. Now, Jerry Rice told all that and then said at the end, yeah, I used to use stick'em at every game so I could catch the football and break records and all that, yeah. See?
Also, first 48 shit, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't like, and that's what made me mad. It's like, if I'm calling you out, talking shit, and then a week later, I'm like, fuck it, I did it too. Oh, that made me mad. But in any case, he still cheated.
That's an idiot move.
Yeah. But he still cheated, though. So if Brady's a cheater. Okay. So if you don't think Brady's the best, then I don't think
you can't put Barry Bonds in there, though. You can't put Barry Bonds in there. You can't.
Nigga, hold on. Hold on. I'm a Barry Bonds fan. I'm a Jerry Rice fan.
Me too.
But both of them cheated.
I'm a Barry Bonds fan.
Yeah.
No, Barry Bonds didn't cheat, dude. Barry Bonds didn't cheat.
Look.
Barry Bonds Barry Bonds never admitted to anything. He never been tested dirty with anything. Okay? They trying to tie him with that Falco, and his boy, his trainer that he was with, took the rap and rolled with it. sat in federal penitentiary and roll with it. And Barry, he hates the media. So he's going to stay this arrogant self. I, on the other hand, I had the luxury to work out with Barry Bonds and Gary Sheffield and Jerry Rice and all these guys up at Stanford University. I got to work out with these guys. I got to talk to them. And Barry, when he's in front of that camera, he's a totally different person than when we were working out talking. It was a totally different dude. So
right.
I have nothing but all respect for Barry. Barry going to ride this out. You know, just like I said, now, if he lying or telling the truth, nobody knows. Because, one, he ain't getting tested dirty. Two, his supposedly co-defendant, best friend, or whatever, trainer, whatnot, took the whole rap and rolled with it, didn't snitch, didn't say anything. So, three, you really can't prove anything.
Okay, well,
so
here, look.
I don't know why he's not in the Hall of Fame or nothing, because he did nothing wrong. You can't prove nothing. You can't prove anything.
What can you prove against Tom Brady? Because we already see someone got in trouble for the ball.
Okay, Spygate.
No, we're talking about Deflategate.
That happened. Spygate.
But that wasn't Brady. Brady wasn't the one recording shit.
Hey, he's involved. Spygate.
No, he wasn't the one recording shit. That's it.
Look,
don't be trying to put him
in. Though, bro. He's in the camera. Spygate. That's
look.
One. The Flake Gate, that's another one. The Tough Rule, that's another one.
Because
we were talking about that first.
I don't want to hear no
greatest quarterback ever. I said, hell no, he's not. No, he's not. Because he's got too many asterisks with his Super Bowl wins. So three of his Super Bowls, three of them got asterisks on them. And I know a guy that got four that has no asterisks. Then I got another guy. They got four, too.
Ben Roethlisberger?
They don't bring those guys up in the talk for greatest quarterback ever. Because nowadays, the NFL is a quarterback league, and it just matters about the quarterback, not the team. So that's why I don't have Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't. He's not even in my top three, dude. If anything, he's top five, but he's not in my top three. At all. Period.
Yeah. Must be hard.
No, it's not. It's real simple. I just told you.
Yeah, but
I just told
your
he got
argument.
Three Super Bowls that are tarnished. He got three Super Bowls that are tarnished.
No.
Tarnished.
How do you figure a Super Bowl is tarnished? You gonna say he cheated during the Super Bowl?
Just like I told you, three, if they Super Bowl, they trips to the Super Bowl have asterisks. That's why I don't have him in my top four. Because how many Super Bowls did
Jerry Rice use stickums? All of them. Oh, excuse me, we talking about Brady. Say that again?
Yeah, six. He's been in the Super Bowl six times, right?
Uh-huh.
He won, what, four?
I think this is his fourth one, yep.
He beat the Rams. He beat the Panthers. He beat the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And he beat, there's one more. There's one more team he beat.
I don't remember.
Look, he beat the Rams. Did he beat the Rams twice or once?
I don't
recall. He beat the Rams. He beat the the Eagles, right? No. Did he? Damn, I can't remember. It was Panthers, Rams, Panthers, Rams, Seahawks. And there's one more. So he lost to the Giants twice.
Okay, so you don't like three of the four. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, three out of those six Super Bowls, they got asterisks on them. They do. I don't know if the NFL will ever do it because, you know, the NFL is still being ran by old white tycoons, so I doubt anything happens. just like what's going on right now, what they're talking with the New England Patriots. Like, I don't know, some scandal or something happened, or with all this cheating that's going on, and there might be some more to go with that. But nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. It's just something to talk about. It's just a juicy topic to talk about.
Well, what you want to happen?
Huh? I want them to snatch their three. I want them to do like the, what the, I want them to do exactly like what the NCAA do. Snatch the chips. Snatch them. And they just be vacant. Snatch them. Take them out of there. No, you didn't. You're not. You didn't win. You don't have that many Super Bowls. You only have three. Snatch them. Take them out now. Snatch all of them. Go vacate them. Go throw them in Canyon. Go throw them in the basement or something. Go to Gillette Stadium, wherever they play at, where they're at. Go dig inside that glass case and take them out now.
You see, I wouldn't expect no different from you.
Look at you, man. I'm a Raider fan, man. Joe Montana is still, to me, the greatest quarterback that ever played a game, bro. Still, to me, the greatest quarterback ever. They need a kicker to kick no extra point. They need a kicker to kick no game-winning field goal in overtime. They need a kicker. He was like, I'm gonna win the Super Bowl, and I'm going to blow these guys out. We're going to win by three or four touchdowns. This guy's going to be over fast.
But I think
Tom Brady don't do that. Tom Brady is like Alex Smith. He's a game manager, dude. He's a game manager.
Well, put it like this.
But he had Randy Moss. He had Corey Dillon. He had the illest, highest, potentest offense. What do we do? They damn near went undefeated. Went to the Super Bowl. What happened? Lost.
Well, you know why, right?
You don't know why.
They faced the one thing that will mess up your whole offensive plan, a strong D line. If you can't get
the Ravens didn't have a strong D line. Yeah, okay. You play in a cupcake ass division your whole career. There's a whole lot of things I could really say about Tom Brady. I'm not gonna do right now, dude.
Good.
They play the Raiders with a little tough rule. There's no rule now. There's just not even a rule now. But it was a rule.
It was a rule then.
They tell one then. But now there's no rule.
It was a rule. So what's the problem? It was there.
But now, they took the rule out the book now. They took the rule
out
the rule book.
But it wasn't because of the tuck rule. They took that rule out.
Yeah. No, that's why. That's why they took it out.
No, they took it away like 2 or 3 years.
Now there's no rule now. They took it out.
They took it away like two or three years ago, and then that game was snowing,
and now it's time to kick a field goal. But all of a sudden, they let a snowmobile go out there to blow out the snow off of where he's gonna kick his game winning field goal. That's cheating too. I got a problem with that. You said I have a problem with that. I haven't seen any game in NFL history where before you got to kick a game winning field goal, they let a damn snowplow go out there and plow where he's going to hold the ball at. That is bullshit. They didn't do that shit. But they did that. See, I didn't want to get into this, dude. I was trying to be cool, professional. You get me out of my element right now.
Well, I was hoping you'd be unbiased and say, you know what, he is that dude, whether the ball is deflated or overflated. He's just that good of a thrower, quarterback. But you talking about extra tuck rules and field goals. And think about it.
We were talking, well, Tom Brady came into the picture, was about to come by, okay? And what I said was he didn't bench press nothing. He was sat out there. He threw the ball a couple of times. He ran his 40-yard dash in some running shoes. Like, he didn't have flat. He wasn't set up to go out there and run like he was trying to run a 4-4 or 4-5 or something like that. He just went out there like he got picked off the street to run a 40-yard dash, and he did it, okay?
Right.
And it was lame and disgusting and looked ugly. But look what he turned out to be. he's known by people as one of the greatest quarterbacks that ever played the game. And that's all I was just trying to use as an example. And I told
right.
you before we started talking, I'm not trying to be biased, okay?
Yeah, but you didn't honestly believe you could go that long without being non-biased, did you? I know how
you're talking with you, Big Jack.
All I do is just get different perspectives. Well, who is your top three? Your top three?
I got Joe Montana, number one.
Right.
Okay. Number two, Terry Bradshaw. I know that's not a juicy, cute, it's not a sexy pick, but I got Terry Bradshaw, number two. The number three.
Number three.
I got
Russell Wilson.
No, I got to put Jim Kelly, bro. That's just to me. Because he went to four straight
he
Super
lost.
Bowls.
He lost four Super Bowls.
I don't care, dude. He went to four straight
I
Super
don't
Bowls.
Care either. He was in a cupcake division, too.
He went to four
he was in
straight
a,
Super
cupcake
Bowls.
Division.
No, I but see, I'm basing my picks off Super Bowls. So all three of those quarterbacks, they got one thing in common: they all been in four Super Bowls. The only difference with Jim Kelly, he didn't win one. But he went to four consecutive Super Bowls. There's nobody in the NFL that's going to ever do that again. Nobody. Nobody. It will never happen again.
No.
And
if what won't happen,
happens, that's when there really was no salary cap. So you can keep your core players and keep them. They don't have to hit the free agents market. Or nothing. You can keep them. It just boost their contracts and keep your same core of guys there.
Right. I guarantee you, if anybody made four straight Super Bowls, they're going to win one.
Well, Jim Kelly should have had one, but
his kicker.
Hey,
see,
Scott
Norwood.
Why, yeah.
See, we can talk about the Patriots, but that's what a kicker is for.
And I think he killed himself or something. Something happened to him. I don't know. I think he was getting death threats or some shit. Something happened to him, Scott Norwood. Didn't hear about him ever again after that kick.
I tell you what. It's better he did it then than he did now, because right now they be tripping. These fans be tripping.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
how they
doing
it? Social media now? Down? How it's going down? Oh, he did it, guys. Oh, yeah, he got crucified.
Well, you remember Kyle Williams? He was getting tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We still had
yeah.
Alex Smith if he wouldn't have dropped those 2 points. Two of
them. Yeah.
And we would have still had Alex Smith and probably would have won the Super Bowl that year. Who knows? But anyway, we had another good show. Believe we should be back next weekend around 11 a.m. Pacific time. And again, happy
yes,
birthday
sir,
to Jay's niece.
Peace.
All right, peace.